KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. This afternoon's coverage of regional high school football is also brought to you by Access Health, by the First Fidelity Bank, Moore Building Center, Pioneer Country Mart, All Pro Towing, Nick's Fencing, and Murdo Family Foods. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school football. Both of these teams got their season underway last week. Both teams are here today looking for their first victory of the season. Sunshine Bible was also 0-1. They were defeated by Viberg Hurley here at home last week by a final of 54-0. Jones County, well, we had their action on KPLO last week. The Coyotes 0-1 on the season as well. They were knocked off by Lyman, and they were defeated by Lyman last week, and the score of that game was 58-8. So here on a Friday afternoon, Sunshine Bible and Jones County will get set to play. And weather-wise, it's going to be a cloudy afternoon. It is dreary. It is drizzly. Although there has been a little bit of rain, there is not much rain. And we just expect it to be a cool, and it's going to wind up being a pretty pleasant afternoon for high school football here this afternoon. And we are glad you're joining us for our coverage of regional high school football. This is the pregame, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. We'll take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back with more on KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Nick's Fencing of Murdo is proud of our local high school athletes and wish them the best of luck in their competition tonight. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for all your agriculture needs, whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals. Call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 605-530-5104. See what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Go Coyotes!
All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Coyotes and wish them the best of luck in their competition. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most, offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts too. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop in their new location, east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call them at 669-2075. Good luck, Coyotes, from All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Miller, as we get ready for tonight's this afternoon's high school football matchup, Sunshine Bible hosting Jones County. One of two games we'll have for you this afternoon and evening. Tonight we will move up to Miller. Miller Highmore Herald hosting Mount Vernon Plankington, and we'll have that game for you. We'll get things underway with our kickoff around 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7, pregame at around 6:40 this evening. Other games around the area: White River is at Bennett County. Lyman is at New Underwood. Kadoka area is hosting Harding County. Chamberlain is home as they host Lennox. Just one of many games that are going on around the area here today, the second week of the high school football season. Time for starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters for Jones County, their offensive starters, at quarterback Caden Kinsley, a 155-pound sophomore. Gunnar Whitney at a fullback. He is a sophomore at 180. The tailback is Matthew Berkland. He is a senior at 170 pounds. The Jens Cooper Feddersen, a 205-pound senior. Rudy Edwards, a 185-pound senior, is the other end. And up front, Jack Nix at a guard, a 6'4 junior. Adric Schoen, a 175-pound sophomore. The other guard, Dylan Foose, will start at center for Jones County. He is a 6'2, 230-pound senior. Jones County enters the contest with a record of 0-1. Their head coach is Jade Kantz. The defensive starters for Sunshine Bible Academy.
Please stand as we'll be led in prayer this afternoon.
As they get ready for some pregame here, let's pause for 2 minutes on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service, small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all of your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabins. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center in Myrtle.
Access Health Myrtle welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Myrtle, assuring access to quality health care.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Back here at Sunshine Bible Academy as we get set to go closer to getting ready to go here to get this afternoon football matchup underway. We'll start with the, we gave you the Jones County offensive starters. Here are the defensive starters for Sunshine Bible. At defensive end, Tanner Fox, 165-pound sophomore. Jimmy Burma is the other defensive end. He is a sophomore at 185 pounds. The defensive tackles, Troy Pound, Paul, a 170-pound sophomore, and Ezra Stiegelmeyer, a 135-pound sophomore. He will line up as a defensive end. Linebackers are Nolan Treibwasser, a 200-pound senior, along with Trevor Laskowicz. He is a 115-pound junior. Cornerbacks are Parker Jones, a 150-pound senior, and Parker Jones, a 140-pound junior. And starting at center, Caleb Sarchet, he is a senior at 160 pounds. The Sunshine Bible Academy Crusaders enter the contest this afternoon with a record of 0-1. Their head coach is Denver Paul. Finally, in our pregame, it is the announcement of our player of or announcement of our game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials this afternoon are Dustin Hines, Houston Hines, Brad McGurr, Jet McGurr, and Clint Kinney. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame show brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance. Let's break for 60 seconds, and we'll kick off next on KPLO.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
At Titan Machinery, we understand the importance of financial assistance in the agriculture industry. That's why we offer Productivity Plus, an exclusive line of credit designed for one purpose, to help Case IH farmers like you maximize purchasing power and productivity. With flexible financing options and smart account management tools, you spend less time organizing finances and more time improving your yield. Don't have an account? Apply for Productivity Plus at Titan Machinery today. It's the one account for all of your genuine Case IH parts and service needs. Terms and conditions supply.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier Fort Pier. Stay alive, go text and drive.
We get set to go here. The coin toss getting set to commence. So we should again mention the weather. It may wind up being a factor this afternoon. We expected temperatures sunny, but at least partly cloudy with a temperature in the 80s this afternoon. We will not see that. Temperature in the low 60s as we get ready to kick off here. And also, not rain, but more drizzle. Definitely cloudy conditions. Field is somewhat slick, although in very good shape here at Sunshine Bible Academy. There may be some, with the dry conditions that we have had throughout the summer and the early portions of this football season, a wet football is probably something that none of these kids have seen for a while. Jones County won the toss. They elect to receive, and they will have it first as we get this football game underway. Our kickoff this afternoon is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order Bobcat equipment that works for you. When it comes to travel, work, or fun, Riverview is the name to know for combat equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. As Jones County takes the field and gets set to field the kickoff, we will see Gunnar Whitney back deep along with Matthew Berkland. Sunshine Bible dressed in their maroon jerseys with gold pants, getting set to kick the football away. It will be Anthony Mitchell, a 160-pound junior for the Crusaders. Jones County dressed in the road white uniforms with the blue pants, dark blue, royal blue helmet. And a very nice crowd here this afternoon to check out this matchup between Jones County and Sunshine Bible. Mitchell ready to approach the football, and he will kick it high and deep, and a very nice kickoff that will go into the end zone and a touchback. And Jones County will have the football, their own 25-yard line to start here to get this contest underway. For both of these teams, points came at a premium last week. Sunshine Bible, as we mentioned, was shut out. Jones County was able to get just 8 points on the board in their football game and their loss to Lyman. We'll see what Jones County will do here. They will set up with a double wing look. They'll have one lone man in the backfield. And Kinsley will go play action. Back to pass looking. Has time as he rolls. He'll dump it forward. That is Berkeland. Berkeland with the reception across the 30 and to the 35-yard line. He'll cross the 30, and actually they'll give him forward progress to the 32-yard line. That is a pickup of 12 yards on first down, and it will bring up another first down situation for Jones County, who was in and out of the huddle in a hurry. One of the things that the Coyotes had trouble with in the game against Lyman last week was that shotgun, that pistol snap, that direct snap back to the quarterback. Coyotes not using it here. It's Berkeland with the running play. Berkeland trying to turn the corner, and he will get into Crusader territory as he brings the football up from the 32 across the 40, 45 into midfield, and finally is brought down on the Crusader side of the midfield stripe as he winds up coming down at the 47-yard line. Just underway here in this contest. Jones County with a drive that started back at their 20. They will operate here first down and 10 from the Crusader 47-yard line. Kinsley, five-step drop back to pass. Has plenty of time to throw as he rolls and now looks to run as he gets inside the 45 down to the 40. And he is brought down there. Good play from the defensive backfield. And then coming up to make the stop, Parker Jones for Sunshine Bible. But Kinsley did a good job of reading the defense and took what the defense gave him, and he ran to the outside and was able to scoot his way forward and get the football down to the 37-yard line. So he picks up about 10 yards there, and Jones County has been able to pick up, they've been able to pick up yards in bunches here. As they again, we'll come to the line of scrimmage. Right hash mark from the 37-yard line of Sunshine Bible. Kinsley for the first time will line up pistol formation. Lots of movement as Tristan Host goes in motion. They will go option. Kinsley will keep and pitch back. Berkeland with it, breaks a tackle. Berkeland still on his feet. Berkeland finally driven out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Kinsley ran the option well there. He held on to the football for as long as he could and then finally dumped the football off, and Berkeland was able to make a nice run down the sideline after he broke a tackle and was able to pick up another first down and another double-digit gain for Jones County. As they work left hash mark this time, receiver split out wide. That is Tristan Host. Hand off up the middle, Gunner Whitney. And Whitney will not find a lot of running room there. Daniel Gerbach, Nolan Treveswasser will get in there to make the stop for Sunshine Bible. Down to the 21-yard line. We'll give him forward progress just inside the 20 to the 19. And it will bring up second down, we'll call it 7, after a gain of 3 yards for Gunner Whitney. The Coyotes in and out of the huddle crisply, and they'll get to the line of scrimmage. Working to the 9-minute mark remaining in the opening quarter. Kinsley back to pass, looking, throws the deep ball. It's a fade pattern, and it is up for grabs, and it's caught. Let's see. They will say the reception made, the catch by Cooper Feddersen. He makes a catch over two defenders as he uses all of that 6'4 frame. And he's able to make the catch. That will be a first down for Jones County. First and goal at about the 2. 2-yard line. So the Coyotes looking sharp here on their first possession of the ballgame. Again with an I formation look. Kinsley hands it off to Whitney, and he gets bottled up. Football is loose. And Sunshine Bible gets on top of it.
Fumble on the play, and Nolan Treveswasser recovers the fumble.
Nolan Treveswasser was able to get on top of the football there. Whitney had had the snap cleanly, or had the handoff cleanly from quarterback Caden Kinsley. But tried to battle his way in for extra yardage. He was bottled up quickly. He tried to fight for those extra yards, and the football came out. Perhaps a byproduct of the wet conditions here. Now, from the 3-yard line, we'll call it about the 4, where Sunshine Bible Academy will work with their first possession of the ball game, and a running play that does not go far. As Jones County is there defensively to make the stop, no gain, it will bring up second down. So Jones County marches the ball. They go 7 plays, started at their own 20. Got down inside the 5 after a long pass play, but couldn't punch it in. They turn it over, and now the Crusaders have a long field to look at, but they were able to turn the Coyotes away from points, but now need to turn the field position over as they will work under center. Hand off, running play, not a lot there, and maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. I believe that was Nolan Treeblosser who carried the football, and he gets to the line of scrimmage, and that is all. And for Jones County, Adric Scone and others in there to make the stop. Scone lining up as a defensive end. The Coyotes expecting run here with the field position that Sunshine Bible has. Coyotes employ a 5-man front. They have one man back deep, and the Crusaders try to run, and they maybe will get a yard, and that's about all. Again, it's Treeblosser with the carry. He brings the football just across the 5 to about the 6, maybe the 7-yard line, and Sunshine Bible's going to have to punt the football away out of their own end zone. Jones County going to wind up with some good field position here as the Coyotes will back up. Gunnar Whitney backing up to about his, Crusader 38-yard line. The field, the punt, a good snap, and it's Daniel Gerbach with the punt. Whitney will call for a fair catch and make it at the 42-yard line. And Jones County will have the football there, their second possession of the football game. At the 42-yard line, we have 6:48 remaining in the opening quarter. It is scoreless as they swap out the football and make an attempt to try to keep the footballs as dry as possible. But that will become more difficult. Again, not raining, but it has rained, and it's definitely cloudy, and you can see fog off to the west. We'll see some drizzle. Probably see that for the majority of this football game. Out of the pistol is Kinsley with 4 wide receivers. Back to pass. He'll sling it up the field. The pass is caught. The nice gain there, Cooper Fetterson with the reception. That's a pitch and catch play they used a lot against Lyman. They bring the football inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. It will work to be a gain of 7, and it will bring up second down. Coyotes quickly in and out of the huddle. That's something they did not do last week. Here is Berkland with the carry, and Matthew Berkland tripped up. Berkland will be close to the first down marker, but a good defensive play made. Coming up there, the cornerback Parker Jones got in there and made the stop, also helping out Daniel Gerbach. It will be enough for a first down as the Coyotes move the football to the Crusader 30-yard line. So Jones County again will work to the line of scrimmage. This is a double wing look for Jones County as they work from the left hash mark. The ends are in tight. Kinsley hands it off. Whitney looking for running room, and Whitney brought down at about the 25-yard line. Another good defensive play. I think that was Jerome Big Eagle that got in there and made the stop and made a good play there, stuffing the run on that first down carry. Second down, Kinsley back to pass looking. He's going to fire the deep ball. A lot of contact downfield. Incomplete pass. The receiver for Jones County was Rudy Edwards. He was downfield. River Jones there in coverage. A little bit of contact, but a lot of that contact came before the football was in the air. and a pass well overthrown and incomplete, and it will bring up third down. And for Jones County, probably four down territory here. You don't need to get it all here on this third down. Third down and call it six to go for the Coyotes. Kinsley all alone in the backfield. Penalty flag is out as Kinsley looks, fires upfield. It is caught. Rudy Edwards with the reception. He will get close to the 20, and if the play stands, it will be a first down. But let's check the penalty marker. It will be our first penalty of the football game as the officials confer, and it's going to be a legal procedure against Jones County. So that will negate a first down for the moment as Jones County is backed up here 5 yards. Moves the football back to the 30. Jones County, we'll call it the 31 of Sunshine Bible. The Coyotes need to get inside the 20 to move the chains, so we'll call it third. Just a little over 10 yards to go for a first down. Whitney will line up alone in the backfield with the quarterback, Caden Kinsley. Again, four wide receivers as Kinsley takes the snap and looks. Surveys the defense, slings it out. It's caught by Fetterson. Fetterson will have a first down, tries to run out of a tackle and can't. And Kinsley will bring the Cooper Fetterson with the reception from Kinsley. He'll bring the football inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line. And that will be enough for a first down as Jones County is able to convert on a third down and long situation. Working inside of 5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Scoreless here. Coyotes drove the length of the field, got inside the five, turned it over on a turnover on their first possession. Sunshine Bible buried deep in their own territory, not able to do a lot with the football. Kinsley will send a man in motion. I formation look, pitch back. This is Berkland looking for running room. Berkland will cut it back. Berkland looking for running room, and that play is strung out well by the defense of Sunshine Bible. Daniel Gerbrock will get in there and make the stop again. A penalty flag comes in late, so we'll sort that out. And going to be an illegal block against the Coyotes. But that time, Sunshine Bible Academy did a good job of playing the run. They strung that out well, handled their blockers, and forced Berkland to make a decision on where he was going to go with the football. They made a nice, sure-handed tackle as well. Sunshine Bible will accept the penalty here, and it will be a costly mark off for Jones County. Their second penalty of this drive, they've been penalized 15 yards. The penalty, instead of first and 10, will move the football back to the 21-yard line, so it'll be first down, and we'll call it 20. Coyotes can get a first down without scoring if they get it down to about the 1 yard line. Here's a quick pass out to Berkland, swinging in the flat. From the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he is runs over a would-be tackler, and he is in for a touchdown. Touchdown at the 4:12 mark remaining of the opening quarter. Matthew Berkland with a 21-yard reception from Caden Kinsley. Just a quick flip out into the open field, allowing Berkland to go one-on-one with his defender to the outside, and he's able to take it in for a touchdown, and the Coyotes with an early 6-0 lead. Now the Coyotes will get ready to go for two. Whitney, the deep back in that double wing. Kinsley looking, firing upfield. Pass is incomplete, and the two-point conversion is no good. But the Coyotes get football or get points on the board at the 4:21 mark of the opening quarter. It is Jones County 6 at Sunshine Bible Academy 0. Coyotes will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Scoring drive for Jones County. They go 42 yards in five plays. That 21-yard Matthew Berkman reception from Caden Kinsley. First points in the ballgame. And Jones County with a 6-0 lead as they get set to kick off.
Jones and Treboss are deep for the Crusaders.
And a high end-over-end kick that is still on the turf. Finally picked up by Treboss. Nolan Treboss with the carry. And he'll bring it up across the 20 to the 21-yard line. Brought down there, the tackle made by Rudy Edwards of Jones County. And the Crusaders with their second possession of the contest. This time, better field position as they have it from their own 20-yard line, first and 10. After Sunshine Bible turned Jones County over on the Coyotes' first possession, the Crusaders had the football at the four-yard line, and that really limited their playbook and what they could do in their first possession of the ballgame. They'll spread things out a little bit here. A pistol look for Nolan Treboss, and he'll hand the football off. Running play here, and it's stuffed by Jones County. Caleb Sarchet with the carry.
1 yard gain.
A good block up front, but the linebackers for Jones County filled well. A gain of a yard on the play, and it will bring up second down and 9. And again, Sunshine Bible will go to work. Treboss is the quarterback. He'll take the snap, hands it off, running room for Gerbrock. He will not find much. Thought he could get to the outside, but kind of waited for the blocking to develop. And again, that allowed Jones County's linebackers to get in there. Adric Schoen, Jet Nix got in there to make the stop. Loss of about 5 yards on the play, back to the 16-yard line. That will bring up third down and long, and we will probably see our first passing attempt of the ball game for the Crusaders. Parker Jones
third down,
lines up to the near side. Crusaders will work from the center of the field, a wide out to the left side of the formation as well. Treboss are under center, back to pass, fires a deep ball. He's got a man, but it's just overthrown. Jimmy Burnham got behind the defense. Treboss was under just a little bit of pressure and just had to throw it just maybe 1 second quicker than he wanted to, and wound up overthrowing Jimmy Burma by about a step. And that will force a fourth down situation. The Crusaders have to punt the football away once again. Stops the clock with 2:34 remaining in the opening quarter. The Coyotes work here with a 6-0 lead. To Daniel Gerbach, and he will get a nice punt away. Whitney will try to field. He'll do it from his own 42-yard line. And Whitney with the return into Crusader territory. He'll bring it inside the 40 and down to the 35-yard line. Tanner Fox in there to make the stop. As we wait for him to place the football, it will be at the Crusader 34-yard line as Jones County will look to work once again. And a handoff looking for running room is Kinsley. He'll try to turn the corner, but it's defended well here. The Crusaders make a nice defensive play. Kinsley will get a couple as the quarterback brings the football down to the 31-yard line. Troy Paul in there to make the stop for the Crusaders. It will be a pickup of 3 yards on the play. It will bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Second down and seven. Kinsley, the quarterback, all alone in the backfield, back to pass, looking, going to fire the deep ball. He's got Fenerson, and the pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. A 31-yard Cooper Fenerson reception from Caden Kinsley. Kinsley has thrown his second touchdown of the ballgame. And the Coyotes able to extend the lead now. As it is a 12-0 score.
2-point conversion attempt coming up for the Coyotes.
The Coyotes look to go for two here. And a pass to the outside to the left side of the formation. Rudy Edwards with the reception from Caden Kinsley. It's 14-0 Jones County with a minute 43 remaining in the opening quarter. Let's take a 60-second break and return. This is Regional High School Football from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
County, they go 32 yards in two plays. Cooper Fenerson with the 31-yard touchdown reception from Caden Kinsley. It will be Fenerson who will kick it off once again. And the kickoff will be fielded by Nolan Treebosser at his 12. He'll bring it up across the 20, 25. Still on his feet across the 30, and he'll move the football to the 34-yard line. And a good job there on the return as Jet Nix makes the stop. And from the 34-yard line, the Crusaders have their best field position of the football game. Again, Jones County is, they drove after they received the opening kick, had the football inside Sunshine Bible Academy's 5-yard line before they turned it over. They fumbled it away. Crusaders were able to recover it, but really couldn't generate a lot of offense. And so far, since then, the Crusaders have had to deal with field position issues since. And here, a running play, Treewasser with the carry, and he's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage, and the Coyotes will make the stop. It's Matthew Berkland getting up there, and a loss of 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up a second down and 14-yard to go situation.
4 yards, second down and 14.
We'll call that a loss of four there as they mark the football officially at the 35 to start this drive. Crusaders with a pistol look this time. Treewasser will go play action, swing it upfield, and the pass is incomplete. Trying to hit Jimmy Burma. Caden Kinsley with there in coverage, but pass was wide and incomplete. Burma was not able to get a hand on it. So it will bring up third down and long. An incomplete pass stops the clock. And Jones County trying to make it make things happen defensively here and continue to control field position. Although Sunshine Bible has shown that they can punt the football pretty well. Really, wind is not a factor. It's more the moisture. Dampness has been more of an issue than anything. Movement up front, whole bunch of movement. Both sides of the ball. I think it was Jones County, though, that moved first. And that will be a free 5 yards for the Crusaders. as we await for the official indication, and it is. For Jones County, it is their third penalty of the first half. A five-yard penalty will move the football across the 35 to the 36. It will still be third down, but it will be a third down and nine-yard-to-go situation. As the Crusaders will swap out some personnel, River Jones checks in. Caleb Sarchet will check out. And a big play here for the Crusaders. They have not picked up a first down as of yet, and they'll go to work here under center. Treewasser takes the snap, pitches it back. Running play, Daniel Gerbrock looks for running room and will not find much. The Coyotes cover it well. Adric Scone in there to make the stop. Jet Nix in there as well. Loss of a yard on the play moves the football back to the 34-yard line, and it'll be fourth and long. And it will be a punting situation for the Crusaders on what will could possibly be just about the final play of the opening quarter. Gerbach set to punt it away. Gunnar Whitney back to field the punt. And another good punt by Gerbach. And it will take a Crusader roll. And Whitney will let it go out of bounds. And it will roll inside the Coyote 30. And will be brought down at the 30-yard line. That is where they will mark it. The Coyotes will have football the first down and 10. 4 seconds remain in the quarter. Coyotes will get one more playoff before this opening period comes in, or will come to an end. It has been a good start for Jones County as they have the lead by 2 touchdowns. Coyotes will send Tristan to the near side. It'll be an I formation look. Kinsley under center with a quick count, hands it off. This is Matthew Berkland, and Berkland with a running play across the 40 up to the 41-yard line, and that is how we will end the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. At the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or stop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 14-0 is our score as Jones County leads, and we're back with the second quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Jones County with the football as we start the second quarter. It is a 14-0 score for Jones County. Touchdowns via the air. Matthew Berkland with a 21-yard reception from Caden Kinsley. Cooper Feddersen catches one from 31 yards out. Coyotes 1 of 2 and 2-point conversions, and they have the football here. First down and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Caden Kinsley, the quarterback, a pistol formation look this time as the receivers line up each direction. Hand off Whitney looking for running room. He'll break a tackle and then another. Whitney looking to the outside, gets to the midfield stripe, sheds another tackle, stays on his feet inside the Crusader 40, and he'll bring the football down to the 39-yard line. And some good hard running there for Gunnar Whitney, the 180-pound sophomore. He will, well, they'll say he stepped out of bounds. It was still a dandy run, though, as he brings the football to the Crusader 44-yard line, but he picked up double digits on that run, and it will be another first down for Jones County. If we work here early in the second quarter, the Crusaders trying to make things happen defensively, and here are the bad snap. Kinsley tries to cover it up, and Will saves the possession, but we talked about earlier in the ballgame the problems that Jones County had with that snap back to the quarterback. That time the snap went completely over his head, and Kinsley had to go all the way back to his own territory, to the Coyote 40-yard line. And it will take my math skills to figure out how far they need to go for a first down. 10, 20, 7. We'll call it second down and 27 for Jones County. Get the Coyotes under center this time. Out of a double wing, back to passes. Kinsley rolling, steps up, hit as he throws, and a pass is thrown short. Pass is incomplete. Pressure coming from Anthony Mitchell. Number 38, Troy Paul, as well for the Crusaders. And the pass at Kinsley, looking downfield. I think he had a man, but he was hit as he threw the football, and he wound up just throwing it well short. So now the Crusader defense trying to make a stand and trying again to turn over field position. And for Jones County, this is a big third down situation. Coyotes definitely don't want to give the football back. Kinsley all alone in the backfield, back to pass. Now he'll roll. He has running room if he wants to use it. Now he'll take off. He's at midfield and will wind up going out of bounds. The penalty flag comes out at the end of the play. It looks like we're going to have a Cooper Feddersen illegal block. We'll wait for him to sort things out, and it will be. The official signaled the wrong direction, but I think we'll wait for him to sort out the yardage. But it was right near our vantage point. We apologize for the loss of video signal. But it'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. This is the fourth penalty for Jones County. They have been penalized four times for 30 yards and negated a nice run by Caden Kinsley as the penalty moves the football back to the Coyote 44-yard line. It'll bring up third down. The Coyotes still need to go about 23 yards to move the chains. Kinsley all alone in the backfield with four wide receivers. Back to pass, steps up in the pocket, fires the deep ball, and it is thrown over the wrong shoulder of his intended receiver, Rudy Edwards. And the pass harmlessly falls incomplete. River Jones back there in coverage for the Crusaders. And we will look to see our first punt of the ball game from Jones County, we think, as the Coyotes have the football at their own 44-yard line. As we work through this first half, skies are starting to brighten just a little bit. Humidity's still pretty high. It's still going to be a pretty cool afternoon. It looks like the Coyotes are going to go for it, though. On their own 44-yard line, back to passes, Kinsley. Looking, looking, looking. Now steps to his left. Rolls a little bit more. Fires it upfield, and it's incomplete. Roll of the dice there by Jones County, and Sunshine Bible Academy's defense gets the job done. River Jones with the defensive play as he knocked the football away. A pass that was intended for Rudy Edwards. And the Crusaders now will have the football first and 10 at Jones County's 44-yard line. The Crusaders, though, have not picked up a first down as of yet. As they work their way to the line of scrimmage. Crusaders will work under center. Gerbrock, the fullback. Treibwasser, the quarterback, as they give it off to Gerbrock, looking for running room. And he is caught behind the line of scrimmage as Cooper Feddersen was there along with Dylan Foose, but he was able to fight his way to the line of scrimmage. Actually was able to fall forward. Wound up picking up we'll call it about a half a yard on the play. It will still bring up second down and 10. The clock runs inside of 10 minutes remaining in the first half. It is a 14-0 lead for Jones County. Crusaders from the left side of the formation. Receivers each way. Gerbach is the deep back again. Back to pass. The quarterback, Treewasser, and he is under pressure, and down he goes. Cooper Fenderson with back there Matthew Berkland as well. That pass protection, well, it eroded quickly. It looked like Treewasser was going to have time to survey things downfield, and all of a sudden the Coyote defense was there, and Treewasser is sacked all the way back into Crusader territory and to the Crusader 44-yard line. So it will be third down. We'll call it 22. And for the Crusaders, is this a four-down situation? Still looking for their first down of the contest. They will work with two wide receivers. One man in the backfield, Gerbach, as they pitch to him, and he's going to be caught from behind the line of scrimmage and brought down. Adric Schoen making the stop. And it will be another loss in the play back to the 40-yard line. So Sunshine Bible just not able to get things going offensively, and the Jones County defense making things happen here in this first half. It'll be fourth and very long for the Crusaders, who look like they're going to punt the football away. And again, Jones County should wind up with pretty decent field position. As Gunnar Whitney is back deep, Daniel Gerbach back to field the punt, but before the punt commences, the ball and the play is blown dead. And it'll be a 5-yard mark off on the Crusaders. That is their first penalty of the football game. 5-yard mark off moves it back to the Crusader 34-yard line. This drive started at Jones County's 44-yard line. So the Crusaders field the snap here. Good pressure on the punt, but Gerbach gets it away. Whitney looks to field and will from his own 32. Now to the 35, tries to make a cut, slips, goes down, and that will end that return. And the Coyotes will have the football first and 10 as the Coyotes have the football first and 10. They will mark it at the Coyote 40-yard line first and 10. 7:56 remains in the first half. Jones County with all their allotment of three timeouts remaining. As Jones County starts this drive from their left hash mark, an I formation look as Kinsley takes the snap, hands it off. This is Berkland, who looks for running room, breaks a tackle, and then tries to cut back and slips and falls down. Credit Parker Jones with the tackle. He did a good job of forcing Berkland inside and was there to touch Matthew down after a gain of 6. It will bring up second down and 4.
Parker getting credit for that?
Coyotes.
Why not?
Coyotes are in and out of the huddle in a hurry. Looking much crisper than they did in the season opening loss to Lyman. Here is a handoff and a running play. Berkland was stopped behind the line of scrimmage, but was able to bounce off of a tackle and then back up and was able to move the football forward. The ball came out, but let's let the officials confer here. Are they going to say that he was down? Yes, and that will give Jones County a first down. Getting in there to take the football away with Nolan Treewasser. But Berkland was ruled down, and Matthew with the carry, moving the football into Sunshine Bible territory at the Crusader 47-yard line. Jones County will work once again, and a hard count by the quarterback, Caden Kinsley, forces movement on the Crusaders, and it will be a 5-yard mark off. Second penalty of the first half for the Crusaders. Coyotes will come to the line of scrimmage, leading 14-0. 6:42 remains in the half. Kinsley will pitch it back. Berkland looking for running room. Berkland still on his feet, breaks a tackle, then another. Still on his feet as he runs through another would-be tackler. Still on his feet as he fights for yardage, gets inside the 20, inside the 10, and he is in for a touchdown. He got to say hello with about everybody in the Sunshine Bible defense that time, and he runs it in from 43 yards out. Matthew Berkland will score the touchdown, his second touchdown of the football game.
47-yard run for Matthew Berkland. Good job.
And now Jones County will look to go for the two-point conversion, leading 20-0. The Coyotes will work with a double wing look. Back to pass, Kinsley, rolling right, looking, fires the jump ball to the back of the end zone, and it's over everybody's head, not a bounce. And the two-point conversion is no good. But the Coyotes with more points on the scoreboard after a 43-yard Matthew Berkland run, and it is Jones County 20. Sunshine Bible Academy 0, and we're back with the Coyote kickoff in 1 minute on KPLO.
Nick's Fencing of Murdo is proud of our local high school athletes and wish them the best of luck in their competition tonight. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for all your agriculture needs, whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals. Call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 605-530-5104. See what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Go Coyotes!
All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Coyotes and wish them the best of luck in their competition. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most, offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts too. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop in their new location, east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call them at 669-2075. Good luck, Coyotes, from All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo.
At the KPLO, Golden Buffalo big play of the game. We'll also name our player of the game in tonight's contest or this afternoon's contest. And that is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Game one of two we'll have for you this afternoon and evening. Tonight we'll make the trip north to Miller. The Rustlers, 1-0 on the season, they will take on Mount Vernon Plankington. And we'll get things underway with our pregame at around 6:40. We'll kick things off at 7 o'clock from Bob Schrader Field in Miller as we are about 15 miles roughly south of Miller here on the campus of Sunshine Bible Academy as we get ready for the Jones County kickoff. And it will be Cooper Fenderson who will kick it away. And back deep, Nolan Treibwasser and River Jones back to field for the Crusaders, and it will be, it was near River Jones, but Jones content to watch it roll out of bounds, and that'll be another procedure penalty against Jones County. And the Crusaders will have the football at their own 35-yard line. For Jones County, their fifth penalty of the first half. And now we wait for the football to be placed. And we need to bring another football in, or perhaps a dry football. They're going to, make the procedure penalty. Now the football will be moved out to the 35. A football to the Jones County side, a football coming in from the Sunshine Bible Academy side. And now we are set to go as the Crusaders will look to go to work. Their quarterback, Nolan Treibwasser. Full house backfield this time. Kind of a double wing look as they hand the football off in a running play. And that was Treibwasser with the run. He did not line up as quarterback that time. It was Parker Jones who took the snap, handed it to Treibwasser, and Treibwasser was able to move forward and pick up four. Now a timeout is taken by Sunshine Bible Academy. The Crusaders use their first timeout of the first half with 6:13 remaining. Until halftime, it is Jones County 20, Sunshine Bible Academy 0. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today as we see just a glimmer of sunshine that just appeared a few moments ago, a few seconds ago.
Help your neighbor as yourself. Don't use money to measure wealth.
Sunshine Bible Academy picks up 4 yards on a first down run as they changed the lineup and Parker Jones line up as quarterback. The starting quarterback, Nolan Treemwasser, with the deep back in that I formation run and was able to pick up about 4 yards. And now the Crusaders using the timeout. And now the Crusaders will come out of the timeout and get set to go to work. They'll make the play call from the sideline and they will head to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a second down, 6 yard to go situation. As Sunshine Bible approaches the line of scrimmage. This is from the center of the field. Receivers split out each way. Treebwasser, the quarterback here, back to pass. A three-step drop, swings it upfield. Pass is caught. Reception made, and positive yardage there for Jimmy Burma. And Burma with the reception. He'll have a first down and more as he goes into Jones County territory across midfield and all the way down to the Coyote 47-yard line. So a positive play there that picked up some 14 yards, the biggest play of the afternoon for Sunshine Bible Academy. And they are in and out of the huddle in a hurry. Now I've been a little question with personnel. They'll get everybody lined up, and now we're set to go. Offset in the backfield. This is a pistol look for the quarterback. Well, Treebwasser will be the deep back. They'll pitch it back. This is Gerbach looking for running room, and he'll pound his way to the outside, and he'll get inside the 45 and down to about the 44-yard line. Yeah, Sunshine Bible starting to put together some offense here, and they have strung three positive plays together and face a second down and 6 yard to go situation. The drive that started back at their own 35. Still plenty of time. Two timeouts remaining for the Crusaders. As they go I formation, slot to the right side of the formation. Again, Jones, the quarterback, he'll hand it off to Treebwasser, and he has stood up at the line of scrimmage. Jet Nix, Dylan Foose, and others in there to make the stop for Jones County. Matthew Berkman off the bottom of the pile. No running room there for Sunshine Bible. And it will bring up a third down and a timeout taken by the Crusaders. 4:52 remains in the first half, 20-0 Jones County. Let's take another 30-second break and return. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service, small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all of your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center in Myrtle.
Coverage Regional High School Volleyball continues Tuesday on KPLO as we will be in Chamberlain. We'll take a look at the Chamberlain Cubs once again after we saw them last night. They will host Stanley County. Our match coverage will come your way somewhere around 7 o'clock Tuesday night on KPLO. Vikings football tomorrow night. Vikings at Denver. It'll be a 6 o'clock kick, 6 o'clock pregame. 7 o'clock Central Time kickoff from Denver. We'll have it for you. We are your home for Minnesota Vikings football. We are KPLO. Big play here for the Crusaders. Third down, 6 yards to go. Probably four down territory for the Crusaders as they will work under center. Treewasser will line up as the quarterback in the pistol formation. Parker Jones in motion from the near side. Back-to-back Treewasser under pressure. They'll fire the deep ball, and it's incomplete. He had his man and threw it to the wrong shoulder. River Jones had got behind the defensive back, Caden Kinsley. But the pass was thrown behind him, kind of to the right shoulder instead of the left, and it's incomplete. There is a penalty marker, so let's sort that out. It happens at the line of scrimmage. That's where the penalty marker sits, which is at the Jones County 44-yard line. It is a holding penalty against the Crusaders. Jones County will decline it to bring up fourth down. Now, if you are Sunshine Bible, to me, at this spot of the field, this is as deep as they've been in this football game this afternoon. They set at the Jones County 44. They need to pick up about 6 yards, 6.5 yards to move the chains. This is probably four down territory. And for some reason, we have a little bit of a delay. So the penalty flag was picked up. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Crusaders. This will be their final timeout of the first half. 4:46 remains in the first half. 20-6 is our score. 20-0, pardon me, is our score as Jones County leads. Again, we'll pause for 30 seconds and return on KPLO.
Access Health Myrtle welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Myrtle, assuring access to quality health care.
After a little bit of a cloudy start, it's really turning out to be a pleasant afternoon here at Sunshine Bible Academy, which is about 13 miles or so south of Miller on Highway 45. It is a 20-0 score, Jones County with the lead. 4:46 remains in the first half. The Crusaders with the football at the Jones County 44-yard line facing a fourth down and six. We'll call it a long six as the Crusaders need to get the football inside the Jones County 37. They need about 6.5 yards or so to move the chains from our vantage point, using their final timeout here. But in this drive, in this first half, this last drive, they've had the football for some six plays. This will be the sixth play of a drive that started back at their own 35. So under center, this is Nolan Treewasser. Takes a snap back to pass. Lots of pressure. Pass is thrown up top, and it is caught but stopped short of the first down is Jimmy Berman. That was a good open field tackle from the senior Rudy Edwards. He was out there in one-on-one coverage and was able to make a sure-handed tackle on Jimmy Berman. Berman could not lean his way forward to move the chains. He was stopped about a yard short. And Jones County will have the football. And with 4:39 remaining in the half, the Coyotes have all three of their timeouts left to use. Already with a 20-0 lead, it will be the Crusaders who will have the football to start the second half. Here's Caden Kinsley, pitch back. This is Whitney looking for running room. Whitney is still on his feet, tries to break a tackle and cannot. Jimmy Berman there to make the stop. Troy Paul came over to help clean up the play, but Whitney got contained. The play got strung out to the outside. He had to cut it back. Berman was able to get a hold of Gunner of Whitney and hang on and was able to force Gunner down. A loss of two will bring up second down and 12. Coyotes don't use a timeout here. They'll work to 4 minutes remaining in the half. Two receivers each side of the formation. Kinsley all alone in the backfield. Now back to pass looking. Steps up, fires the ball upfield, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to Matthew Berkland, who had got behind his defender. But the pass was thrown wide and incomplete, and that will stop the clock, and it will bring up third down and 12. And Coyotes got off to a good start, moved the football in their first possession, got it down inside the Crusader 5-yard line before they fumbled and turned it over. The Coyote defense was able to keep Sunshine Bible in check, though, on the next two or three possessions, and that gave Jones County a short field to get their scoring points, and we'll recap that scoring during our halftime break. But the Crusaders a lot more confident defensively and now starting to do some things offensively, and they make another good defensive play here. Kind of a misdirection run by Jones County, and Matthew Berkland is caught for about a 4-yard gain, but well short of the first down as Daniel Gerbach and others in there to make the stop. Troy Paul was there to help as well. It will be fourth down and 9 as looks like Jones County is going to punt the football away. It will be Cooper Fenderson back in punt formation. Nolan Treboiser will be back to field. A good snap, a high but short punt for Fenderson, but it will take a Coyote roll and will be downed inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. The Crusaders, no timeouts remaining here in the final 3 minutes and 7 seconds of the half. Officially, the football placed at the 28-yard line. And a timeout will be taken, I believe, here by Jones County. We'll take it with them with 3:07 remaining in the first half. 20-0, Jones County leads. We'll pause for 30 seconds. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Correction on the start time for the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings will take on Denver tomorrow night, but it is a 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff from Denver as they work in the Mountain Time Zone. Vikings playing their third preseason game of the season. As they get ready for the upcoming regular season opener, we'll have all the regular season for Minnesota Vikings football. Next Friday night, our first look at Chamberlain. Cubs will travel to Dakota Valley, and we'll have that game for you from North Sioux City.
First down, 29.
1 week from tonight. Handoff, Sunshine Bible, running play. Not a lot of running room there for Caleb Sarchet. He is stopped behind the line of scrimmage for no gain, as in there for Jones County, Dylan Foos, along with number 23, Jet Nix. Coyotes content to let the clock run. Crusaders out of timeout. And the Crusaders will come in and out of the huddle. To the near side, River Jones. Shotgun look here for Treboiser, and he'll try some misdirection, hands it off, tries to break a tackle, and will be stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Not for a moment he was going to get away from Tristan Host, but Tristan did a good job of hanging on, and some help came over as the linebacker for Jones County, Matthew Berkland, came over there and made the stop, helped to make the stop. No gain on the play, and it will bring up third down. Third down, we'll call it 10 with the football at the 28-yard line. Inside of 2 minutes remain until halftime. It will give us time to recap scoring and talk about another matchup tonight. Miller Highmore Herald hosting Mount Vernon Plankton. Here a blitz comes. Ball is loose. It is. Well, they're going to call that play dead. That is a big break for the Crusaders. Coyotes decide to blitz on that play, and they send Cooper Feddersen from the outside. Nolan Treemwasser didn't see him coming, and the officials are going to say he was trying to attempt a pass there, but the ball was just clearly poked out of his hands, and now an incomplete pass will stop the clock, which gives Jones County a little time to work here on one more possession of the half. As Daniel Gerbach set to punt the football away as he stands inside his own 20-yard line. A good high punt that is lost but picked up by Jones County. It's Caden Kinsley who picks up the loose football. Johnny on the spot will make something out of nothing if he brings the football past the 45 inside Crusader territory and down to the 48-yard line. That time, the return man, Gunnar Whitney, did not field it cleanly. In fact, it got to his shoulder pads and bounced off, and Caden Kinsley was there to just pick up the football on the bounce and was able to get a good 6-7 yards on that punt return. 1:24 remains in the half. There is a little bit more wind than there was earlier. That wind is blowing, I believe, from north to south, which may affect the running game, but the Coyotes don't throw or affect the passing game. Coyotes run the football here, and Gunnar Whitney on the draw will bring the football down to the 38-yard line. The Coyotes pick up close to 10 yards on that first down run. They're going to call it second down or second short, or are they going to bring the chains in? They stop the clock with 1:11 remaining in the half, and the officials are going to confer, and they're going to say it's second down. So now the clock will wind, and we work to the final minute of the first half. I believe Jones County has one timeout remaining. As Caden Kinsley will take the snap, and they go student body right. Kinsley looks for some running room, needs a block, gets one. Kinsley down the sideline will wind up getting poked out of bounds as the tackle made by Parker Jones. But Kinsley, rather than fighting for that extra yard or two, was had the presence of mind to go out of bounds and stop the clock. And that will be a first down, moving the football to the Crusader 25-yard line. Now Jones County will use a timeout, and by my count, their final timeout of the first half. 49 seconds remain until the halftime break. It is a 20-0 lead for Jones County. Yet again, we'll pause for 30 seconds. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibrations and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Again, we apologize for losing our video coverage here this afternoon. We will still be on air. We will still archive this game on air. We'll have the audio of this afternoon's football contest at the archive section of drgnews.com. 49 seconds remain in the half. Here is a Matthew Berkland run as he tries to go left, tries to work around a block, does so, gets inside the 20, gets inside the 15. He'll dive for extra yardage and go out of bounds, and that should stop the clock again, and it will with 40 seconds remaining in the half. And Berkland with another nice carry as he'll bring the football inside the 15, officially down to the 12-yard line. It will be another first down for Jones County. Coyotes started this drive at their own 48-yard line, but two running plays. They find themselves in the red zone. Back to pass. This is Kinsley upfield. The pass is incomplete. Pass was caught by Cooper Feddersen, but he was well out of bounds. And it will bring up second down and 10. The Coyotes, the good play call there after two good running plays, really has spread out the Sunshine Bible defense, and so time to die a long distance, and Jones County did that, but threw the pass out of the end zone and incomplete. So it's second down and 10 yards to go. And Kinsley will keep it himself as he looks for running room. Through traffic, he will get inside the five and get down to about the two. And Jones County must have had one more timeout remaining. Could they take it here? That'll be a run. Let's set the football first. It will be close to a first down. It'll be third and very short, and with 25 seconds remaining in the first half. Coyotes will use their, has to be their final timeout of the half. And we'll take a break as well. It is 20-0, Jones County leading. Again, we pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Remain in the first half. Coyotes with the ball. They have it at the Sunshine Bible Academy. We'll call it about the 2 yard line after that Caden Kinsley run. That as we went through the timeout, the officials were able to measure and they will give them a first down. It'll be a first to goal situation. But the Coyotes, if they don't score on this play, probably. Maybe time for one more play, and they will get into the end zone. It is a Caden Kinsley 2 yard touchdown run. The smart call there as time winds down here in this first half.
20 seconds remaining in the first half.
Go to the running back, go to the quarterback Kinsley, keeps it himself, takes it in from 2 yards out. Now the Coyotes will go for two. Kinsley back to pass, slinging it upfield. Pass is incomplete. The 2-point conversion fails. And with 20 seconds remaining in the first half, it is Jones County 26, Sunshine Bible Academy 0, and we will await the Coyote kickoff. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Jones County leading as we approach the end of this first half. The scoring drive for Jones County. They go 52 yards in five plays. A couple big running plays to start the drive. Dave Kinsley caps off the drive. The two-yard touchdown run. The Coyotes still struggling with two-point conversions. In fact, just one of four in the conversion department as Cooper Feddersen kicks off. And upfield, the ball is lost. Chased into the end zone. Here come the Crusaders. River Jones with the return. And Jones is brought down just outside the 10 at the 13-yard line. That kickoff got away from him. He was able to catch it before it got into the end zone. He chased the loose football down and then retreated and headed the other way. And got to the 14, brought down there, and time for one, maybe two more plays to close out this first half of football. We'll recap the scoring during this halftime break. Set the stage for this evening. Again, we'll have Ivor Herald hosting Mount Vernon Plankington in football action. A 7 o'clock kickoff this evening on KPL. Back to pass, Klingwasser, and he is hit hard and brought down. That time, Jones County sent everybody. Freebosser just had nowhere to go and didn't know the defender was coming, and he took a pretty good lick there from Cooper Feddersen, and that is the end of the first half. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 26-0 is our score as Jones County has the lead. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We pause for 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Nick's Fencing of Myrtle is proud of our local high school athletes and wish them the best of luck in their competition tonight. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for all your agriculture needs, whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals. Call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 605-530-5104. See what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Go Coyotes!
All Pro Towing and Repair of Myrtle is proud to sponsor the Jones County Coyotes and wish them the best of luck in their competition. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most, offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts too. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop in their new location, east of Myrtle on South Dakota Highway 248. Call them at 669-2075. Good luck, Coyotes, from All Pro Towing and Repair of Myrtle.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service, small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all of your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center in Myrtle.
We have time here at Sunshine Bible Academy. It is a 26-0 lead for Jones County. As we work through the halftime break, the Crusaders will have the football to start the second half as we go to our highlight package. Jones County won the toss, elected to take the football, and they had put together a very nice drive to start. In fact, a drive that started at their own 20-yard line, they were able to bring the football inside of Sunshine Bible Academy's 5-yard line before they lost the football via the fumble. And Sunshine Bible had made the defensive stand at that point, but the Crusaders not able to generate a lot of offense, which meant that they had to punt out of their own end zone. Coyotes with possession number two. It started at the Crusader 42-yard line, and the Coyotes, who have done a good job offensively since the opening possession, They were able to score quickly. Five plays, 42 yards in the scoring drive. At the 4:12 mark of the opening quarter, Matthew Berkland with his first of two touchdowns scored in the first half. Glenn swinging in the flat from the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5, and he is, runs over a would-be tackler, and he is in for a touchdown. Officially a 21-yard pass play. Matthew Berkland touchdown with a reception from Caden Kinsley. The two-point conversion, no good. The Coyotes were on their way as they lead by a 6-0 score. On the next possession, again, after the Crusaders could not move the football, they were buried deep in their own territory. Jones County gets the football again in Sunshine Bible territory, this time at the Crusader 32-yard line. Did not take them long to put points up again. This time they go to the air again, and it's Caden Kinsley who throws it up top to Cooper Feddersen. A 31-yard Cooper Feddersen reception from Caden Kinsley. Kinsley has thrown his second touchdown of the ballgame. Kinsley's second touchdown pass, two-point conversion with a Rudy Edwards reception from Caden Kinsley. That is how we closed out the second quarter. Jones County with the lead over Sunshine Bible Academy, 14-0. Both teams kind of settled in defensively as we played scoreless through the remainder of the first quarter and a good chunk of the second quarter as well. Did eventually put together a scoring drive, four plays, 60 yards on a scoring drive, putting the ball into the end zone at the 6:26 mark of the second quarter. It gets with Matthew Berkland, who takes it home from 43 yards out. Coyotes will come to the line of scrimmage, leading 14-0. 6:42 remains in the half. Kinsley will pitch it back. Berkland looking for running room. Berkland still on his feet, breaks a tackle, then another. Still on his feet as he runs through another would-be tackler. Still on his feet as he fights for yardage, gets inside the 20, inside the 10, and he is in for a touchdown. Took a long time to get there, but Matthew Berkland scores it from 43 yards out. Two-point conversion is no good. Coyotes lead by a score of 20-0. Crusaders were able to move the football on their next possession as they kind of turned over field position, but then as quickly as the offense came, the offense slowed up for Sunshine Bible, and Jones County was able to get the football back with good field position. In fact, they had it at their own 48-yard line to start, which turned out to be the final drive of the first half. Coyotes stuck it, kept it on the ground, was able to pick up two good running plays, got themselves deep to the end, or deep in Crusader territory, tried a couple pass plays, got it down to the 1 yard line, and in the final seconds of the half, 20 seconds remained in the half to be exact, Caden Kinsley was able to cap off the drive with a 2 yard touchdown run. We'll get into the end zone. It is a Caden Kinsley 2 yard touchdown run. And that is how we ended the first half. Jones County, again, the two-point conversion with a pass that was incomplete. Coyotes had four different pass plays to go for two, and they were one of four in two-point conversions, and it is now a 26-0 lead as Jones County has the lead here at the halftime break. And we work through this halftime break. We'll take a three-minute break and return. Our coverage of regional high school football will continue after a three-minute break on KPLO.
Access Health Myrtle welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Myrtle, assuring access to quality health care.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
One place you go. The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibrations and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Welcome back here to Sunshine Bible Academy as we bring you regional high school football here this afternoon on KPLO. We work through the halftime break. 26-0 is our score. Jones County has the lead. The Crusaders will have the football to start the second half. Game one of two we'll have for you this afternoon and evening on KPLO. Tonight we will make the road trip up north to Miller. The Rustlers will take on Mount Vernon Pikington, and we'll have that game for you pregame at around 6:40. Our kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you on air and online at drgnews.com. Tuesday night, volleyball action, as we will be in Chamberlain. Chamberlain's Cubs will host Stanley County. Our match coverage will commence at around 7 o'clock. Next Friday night, we will have high school football for you. It will be Chamberlain on the road to Dakota Valley. And that will be a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:40 with the pregame next Friday night right here on KPLO. And, of course, Minnesota Vikings football, the Vikings with their third preseason game upcoming. They will be in Denver to take on the Broncos. And the kickoff is scheduled for 8 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock with your Vikings pregame on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 FM, KPLO. It is a 26-0 lead as Jones County leads here at halftime. Sunshine Bible will have the football to start the second half, and we're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Nick's Fencing of Murdo is proud of our local high school athletes and wish them the best of luck in their competition tonight. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for all your agriculture needs. Whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals. Call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 605-530-5104. See what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Go Coyotes!
All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Coyotes and wish them the best of luck in their competition. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most, offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts too. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop in their new location, east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call them at 669-2075. Good luck, Coyotes, from All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Murdo, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Moore Building Center in Murdo is your full-service, small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all of your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabinets. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Murdo community. Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center in Murdo.
Well, the kickoff from Jones County off the side of the foot of Cooper Pedersen, and it squirts its way down the sideline and is eventually downed by one of the Sunshine Bible Academy players as Caleb Sarshit is able to cover it up, and the Crusaders will have the football first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. The Crusaders with their seventh possession of the ball game starting here to get this second half underway. The Crusaders walk up to the line of scrimmage. Nolan Treeblosser is the quarterback out of the pistol. Back to pass. Pressure comes, and a pass is caught. Reception made there by River Jones. Jones still on his feet as he brings the football into Jones County territory. And down to the 47-yard line, and a nice pitch and catch there for Sunshine Bible, and they find themselves in Jones County territory. Let's take a break and pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Football.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier Fort Pier. Stay alive, don't text and drive.
34-yard pass play there to move the chains for the Crusaders. Early here in the second quarter, or second half, then the third quarter, their offense shows some sign of life, and here they will line up with kind of a pistol formation. And look, Parker Jones at quarterback, Nolan Treeblosser with the tailback in a double wing look, and Jones took the snap and was stuffed at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and it will bring up second down and 10. A minute deep into this third quarter. It is 26-0 Jones County, but Sunshine Bible with a nice passing play. Their first play of scrimmage in the second half has got themselves in Jones County territory. Again, Gunnar Jones hands the football off this time, but motion on the Crusaders, and that'll be another five-yard mark off. Sunshine Bible Academy has been penalized three times for 15 yards. Jones County has been penalized five times for 30 yards. And that five-yard mark-off will redo second down. It will be second down and 15. It has turned out to be a very pleasant afternoon for football here south of Miller. A little gloomy, a little damp, a little drizzly to start. It has really turned out pretty nice. Here is a handoff on a running play and good pursuit by Jones County. The tailback Daniel Gerbach got the handoff, but Jones County's defense was there in good pursuit. Adric Schoen, Matthew Berkland to make the stop. They lose about 2 yards on the play. And it will bring up a fourth down, or make it third down. Third down and about 15 yards to go. The ball rests at Jones County's 47. They need to get the football to about the 32. We'll call it 15 yards to go. The clock works its way to 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Treblosser out of the pistol formation this time as River Jones comes in motion from the near side, and now a whistle and a penalty marker. Looks like we're going to have to delay a game against the Crusaders. So a 5-yard mark off will move the football back into Jones County territory. That'll make it third down. We'll call it 20. As the Crusaders will approach the line of scrimmage once again. Receivers each way. Gerbach is in the is the lone setback behind Nolan Treblosser. Out of the pistol, Treblosser takes the snap, passes upfield. It's incomplete. Intended receiver Jimmy Burma. Caden Kinsley there in coverage to knock the football away. An incomplete pass, and that will bring up a we're going to have a penalty marker or penalty flag against Sunshine Bible. We'll see what Jones County wants to do here. It looks like they are going to decline the penalty and bring up fourth down. So it'll be fourth down as the Crusaders are going to have to punt the football away. That first play of this drive, kind of we thought maybe was going to allow Sunshine Bible to build some momentum, but they have went backwards since. And now we'll be forced to punt it away as Gunnar Whitney stands at his own 17-yard line. Another good punt. And this one takes a Crusader roll and is finally picked up by Whitney. He had no choice but to pick it up at about the 5, makes something out of nothing as he brings it up across the 10 into the 12-yard line. And Whitney just, it bounced right up to him, and Whitney was able to cover it up. Otherwise, the Crusaders would have buried Jones County deep in their own territory. Instead, Whitney was able to carry the football out and bring the football to about the 12-yard line, and that is where Jones County will have it, their first possession of the second half, as they have it their first down and 10. 9:20 remains here in the third quarter as the Coyotes will approach the line of scrimmage. Whitney is the deep back in the eye with receivers each way. Whitney is the ball carrier here as he tries to run out of a tackle. It cannot. Jimmy Burma in there to make the stop. The defensive end gets over there and turns that play back and will move the football back to the 7-yard line. The loss of yardage there on first down will bring up second down. The clock continues to run. The defense is, although Jones County has a 26-0 lead and right now are in control of this football game, but the defense is from both squads have really taken over here in this second half so far. Kinsley all alone in the backfield with 4 wide receivers. He'll call the count and sling it upfield, and the pass is thrown short. Matthew Berkland can't handle it. Berkland had some blockers out in front there as Cooper Feddersen was ready to block out in front, but the pass thrown short and incomplete, and it will bring up third down. And for Jones County, it's third and about, let's call it 14. Kinsley again, back to pass. Kinsley's going to throw the deep ball this time. Feddersen, and he can't hang on to it, and it's incomplete. That time, good coverage upfield. Nolan Treblosser and also Parker Jones back there in coverage. The pass winds up incomplete. It will bring up fourth down, and Jones County is going to have to punt the football out of the shadow of their own goalposts here after their first possession of the second half. 26-0, Jones County leads. We have 8:23 remaining in quarter number three. The Coyotes send Cooper Feddersen back in punt formation. And Sunshine Bible's going to have some good field position here, but Feddersen gets off a good punt, and it will kind of take a sideways roll, and the Coyotes will down it at Jones County's 46-yard line. The Crusaders will have the football there, first down and 10. And again, the defense for Jones County will be asked to slow down Sunshine Bible. And we are going to have a Jones County timeout here with 8:13 remaining in the third quarter. It's 26-0, Coyotes lead, and we pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
That route is brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. We work our way through this third quarter. 8:13 remains in quarter number three. 26-0 Jones County. That was our score at halftime, as neither team has been able to put points on the board so far here in this third quarter. The Crusaders received the second half kickoff and started a drive from their own 26-yard line. Had a nice pass play that got themselves in Jones County territory, but were not able to do anything with it after that. From the Coyote 45-yard line, Sunshine Bible will work in a pistol formation. Nolan Treewasser receives a snap, back to pass. He's under pressure, tries to get away, and can't. He's chased down from behind. Defensive play made by Jet Nix. Loss will go into Crusader territory and back to the 49-yard line. It'll be a loss of six, and it will bring up second down, 16 yards to go. As the play will come in from the sideline, and Nolan Treewasser will make play call and work his way to the line of scrimmage. Coyotes with a four-man front, a pistol formation look for the Crusaders. Treewasser will take the snap, throws it into the teeth of the defense, and it's a nice throw and a nice catch made there by River Jones. They will get the football back into Jones County territory to the Coyote 46. And Treewasser that time was able to recognize that a blitz was coming as Cooper Feddersen came in from the quarterback's or to the quarterback's left side. And he realized that there was a passing lane there, so he slings it upfield, the reception made, and now the Crusaders face a third down and 11 yards to go. Again, the Coyotes with a four-man front, and again, they will show pressure, and Treewasser throws it off his back foot, and it's incomplete. That pass was thrown well short, but a lot of pressure there as Feddersen got in there again. Trevor Laskowitz is the intended receiver. The pass thrown incomplete, and it will bring up fourth down. And from this position on the field, you would think that the Crusaders would go for it here as the personnel comes in. Parker Jones brings the play in from the sideline. Crusaders may have to hurry there. Now they'll use a timeout. Their first timeout of the second half was 6:37. Remaining here in the third quarter, Jones County 26, Sunshine Bible Academy 0. And again, we pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Stay with us during the post game. We will have the big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo and our player of the game, and that is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. 6:37 remains in the third quarter here. It is 26-0 Jones County. That is the score that we had at the halftime break. The Crusaders with the football, Jones County's 45-yard line, facing a fourth down, an 11-yard-to-go situation. And for the Crusaders, they realize the number of possessions that they'll probably have in this ballgame a little bit limited, so they're going to try to go for it here. This is some of the best field position that Sunshine Bible has had all game, and a pass upfield is caught. Jimmy Burma with the reception. He will have the first down as he brings it inside the 25 and down to the 20-yard line. And that was a nice play call there by head coach Denver Paul. They convert on fourth down, caught the defense napping as they were expecting a some sort of a running play or at least something to the outside. And they just send Burma on the who lined up as an offensive end. They just kind of sent him right downfield on the fly pattern and threw it a well-thrown ball over the top, and Burma was able to make the reception. So a first down for the Crusaders as they have the football up the 20-yard line. Wasser with Daniel Gerbrock around alongside will work from a pistol formation. Treewasser will keep it himself as he looks for running room, and he is pursued well by Jones County, and Treewasser makes a nice play to get back to the line of scrimmage. Gets to the 20-yard line. They will be second down and 10. Coyotes there defensively with Rudy Edwards and others pursuing the play. And it will be second down and 10. This is play number 6 of a drive that started at Jones County 45, went back into Crusader territory. And Sunshine Bible still trying to make it happen. Treewasser with the carry. Positive yards there as he'll get down to about the 15 and pick out 5 yards as Adric Schoen making the stop. And it will be third down. Inside of 5 minutes remain in the third quarter. It is a 26-0 score. As the Crusaders send the play in from the sideline, Nolan Treewasser headed over and conversed with head coach Denver Paul, and now they walk to the line of scrimmage. Need to get the playoff here. And they will not. And that'll be a delay of game penalty, or is it a timeout for Sunshine Bible? They will use the timeout. The play clock was winding down. 4:19 remains third quarter. It is 26-0. Jones County leads, and we will pause for 30 seconds. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Nick's Fencing of Murdo is proud of our local high school athletes and wish them the best of luck in their competition tonight. Nick's Fencing provides top-notch quality fencing services for all your agriculture needs. Whether your needs are barbed wire fence, continuous fence, windbreaks, or building corrals, call Chris at 605-530-5104. That's 605-530-5104. See what Nick's Fencing can do for you. Call now and book for next spring and beyond. Go Coyotes!
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative 26-0 is our score. The lead belongs to Jones County. Coyotes trying to pick up their first victory of the season. There's a lot of football to be played for both of these teams. Nolan Treewasser, the pistol formation as a man goes in motion left. Back to pass Treewasser, getting away from Cooper Feddersen. Now reverses his field. He'll run, being chased and brought down. Adrian Schoen, Dylan Foose in there to make the stop. It'll be a loss back to the 20-yard line. It will bring down 4th and 10 as the Crusaders, who went for it at the Coyote 45-yard line, converted there, will more than likely go for it here from the Coyote 20. They need to get past the 10-yard line to move the chains. Will line up as a defensive or line up as a running back to this side of the quarterback Treewasser, and another timeout is taken. This is a final timeout for Sunshine Bible of the contest with 3:32 remaining in quarter number three, 26-0. Jones County leads. And again, we pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo is proud to sponsor the Jones County Coyotes and wish them the best of luck in their competition. All Pro Towing and Repair may be in a small town, but are capable of big jobs to help you when you need it most, offering 24-hour towing, recovery, and lockouts too. All Pro Towing and Repair also does light repairs at their shop in their new location, east of Murdo on South Dakota Highway 248. Call them at 669-2075. Good luck, Coyotes, from All Pro Towing and Repair of Murdo.
But John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this afternoon for our coverage of regional high school football. Game one of two we'll have for you today as we finish up here. We'll head up north to Miller to Bob Schrader Field. The Rustlers, the Miller Highmore Herald, will host Mount Vernon Plankington in a battle of two undefeateds. Back to pass, Treewasser upfield, passes tipped, incomplete on fourth down, and the Coyotes will turn the Crusaders over on downs. Good pressure to start, as Treewasser just had to get rid of it. Jimmy Burma with the intended receiver, but the pass was thrown too tall, and Caden Kinsley, who was back in coverage, was able to get a hand on it, knock the football down, incomplete. The Coyotes will take over on downs. Coyotes not able to do much on their first possession of the second half. They have the football here from their own 20-yard line. A full house backfield. Kinsley with it as he works his way through traffic, weaves through a would-be tackler and then another, crosses the 25, gets to the 26, 27-yard line. Noah Treewasser. And also Troy Paul in there to make the stop. Gain of 7 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 3. Coyotes in the road white uniforms as they work their way to the line of scrimmage here. Inside of 3 minutes remain in the third quarter. Out of a double wing this time, Kinsley will hand it off, and this is Whitney, the fullback, with the carry. And he will pick up a first down as he crosses the 30 and brings the football to the 34-yard line. And for Jones County, with the 26-0 lead, they may be served to at least turn over field position here, but keep the football on the ground. They have shown that they've been able to run the football a little bit late second and here in this third quarter. And now they go student body left as they run option. Kinsley trying to keep it himself, pitches it back at the last minute. This is Whitney, and Whitney with it as he gets near the 40-yard line. Good job there by Gunner Whitney. And for Caden Kinsley, the quarterback, boy, he held that option pitch until the last possible minute. He was hit by one of the Crusader defenders before he flipped the football, and then Whitney was able to pick up 6-7 yards on his own and bring the football up to the 40-yard line. What do you pick up off that first down run of about 6 yards? From the left hash mark, Kinsley will walk him to the line. Again, a double wing formation as the Coyotes will pitch back in the end around. This is Tristan Host, the ball carrier. Host has a first down, and the penalty flag comes in at the end of the play, and Tristan brings the football across the 45 to the 46-yard line. It will be positive yardage for Jones County. It'll be a first down run, but let's sort out the penalty flag. Again, it came in at the end of the play. It looks like it's going to be a horse collar tackle whistled against Jones or against Sunshine Bible, and that'll be a 15-yard mark off for the Crusaders. So that moves the football into Crusader territory and moves the football inside the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. Clock runs as we're inside of 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter.
Crusader territory at 39.
Here is a handoff and a running play. This is Cooper Feddersen. Makes a miss, then another puts a ball on the turf. And Sunshine Bible is able to cover it up. Second turnover. The football game for Jones County, and that recovery for the Crusaders, River Jones, the 140-pound junior. And now Sunshine Bible has the football. They're on 40-yard line, first down and 10. So the defenses, again, have held serve throughout this third quarter. We're down to a minute 42 remaining. Neither team has been able to put points on the board. The tree wants to win a scrimmage. Hand off, Daniel Block with a run. And very positive yardage. Crosses the 40 and gets up to the 43, 44-yard line. Call it a gain of four. He is brought down. Bring up second down and six. And continue to boast a little bit more out of the north. But the Sunshine has appeared, and it's really a nice afternoon out of the Miller. Seven on six. Matthew Burke got this jersey and slowed down their box, and defense came over to help. Hard line, and it will be third down and 10. Clock continuing to run as we wind things down here in this third quarter. Treebosser in the pistol formation this time as the man comes in motion from left to right. Good snap, back to pass, Treebosser has time, slings it upfield, pass is incomplete, penalty flag comes out. The intended receiver was able to penalty. It will give the Crusaders a first on. It will be a 15-yard penalty, and we'll move the football inside of the Jones County territory and down to the 45-yard line. So the Crusaders, with a little pep in their step, head to the line of scrimmage. And that will be the end of quarter number three. They do not get a playoff. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on sale, Barn Road and Fort Pier. We're taking orders for new fair manufacturing bale processors. They will be arriving shortly, so get yours soon. Check them out at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth quarter, 26-0, the lead to the Coyotes, and we're back in 1 minute on KPL.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fill up the tank, or take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Moore Building Center in Myrtle is your full-service, small-town lumber and hardware store. They have all of your building needs, including the newest addition, Showplace Cabins. Get your free estimate from Moore Building Center for your home and farm building needs. Moore Building Center is more than nuts and bolts. They're full-service and ready to help you. Proud to be family-owned and part of the Myrtle community. Best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center in Myrtle.
Will go on the road next Friday as they will travel to White River to take on the Tigers. And for Sunshine Bible Academy, their home stand will continue with great plans. They have a bye week. Their next action is against Sully Buttes. That is on the ninth. Long pass upfield. It's intercepted. Caden Kinsley with the interception. He'll head the other way. He's at midfield. A penalty flag is out. And Caden Kinsley will run the football all the way down to the 45-yard line. There's not just one, but two penalties here. And I believe those are all going to come during the run back. And it's a block in the back against Jones County. On the return, the interception will stand. And that'll be the first turnover of the football game for Sunshine Bible as they tried to force the football downfield, but wound up throwing a pass over everybody, and the defense was able to run it down. So Jones County has the football once again here, leading 26-0. As they sort out the penalty, sort out the penalty yardage, Jones County will have the football at their own 36-yard line, first and 10.
It's on their own 36, first down.
And now the Coyotes will look to go to work. Four wide receivers, two each side of the formation. Berkman, the running back, he'll get the handoff from Caden Kinsley, and Berkland looking for running room. He'll turn the corner. He's at midfield. Gets away from a would-be tackler. Still hustles his way down the sideline. Gets inside the Crusader 30 or 40 and gets down inside the 35 before he is forced out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. It looks like it's going to be at the 33-yard line. And that'll be a 31-yard run for Matthew Berkland, who scored two touchdowns, one from a pass from Caden Kinsley. The other was a 43-yard run in the first half. And Jones County trying to put more points on the board. They lead 26-0, and that was the score we had at halftime. 11 minutes remain in the contest. As now the official, the back judge, blows the play dead. They work on some equipment here on the Sunshine Bible side and the Crusader player. But the equipment issue has to check out as he will be replaced. And now Jones County is set to go. In the pistol is Kinsley. Berkland lines up behind. Two receivers each way. Gunnar Whitney will go in motion left, and he will receive the handoff. And Whitney brought down after a short gain. Tackle made by the junior Anthony Mitchell for Sunshine Bible Academy. It'll be a gain of three. And it will bring up second. It will bring up second down. Coyotes walk to the line of scrimmage. Whitney will come in motion. They'll fake it to him this time. Kinsley with the run to his right. looks for running room, turns the corner, gets down the sideline, gets to the 10, to the 15, and he's in for the touchdown, but let's bring it back. He stepped out of bounds just inside the 10-yard line. We'll see where they'll mark it. Like the 9-yard line or so is where they'll mark it. Just inside the 10. Had to make a move around a would-be defender, and he stepped on the sideline, and the play was blown dead. In the meantime, Kinsley headed up the sideline and knocked down the pylon as he dove into the end zone. But Coyotes still with it. First down and goal with it just inside the 10-yard line. Jones County looking for their first points of the second half. Kinsley under center. Back to pass looking. Has plenty of time. Fires it to the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught, but penalty flag comes in. It was Rudy Edwards that made the reception, but let's sort things out, and it's pass interference against the offense. Another penalty for Jones County. And that'll move the football outside the 20. And for Jones County, that is their seventh penalty of the ball game. The penalty will move the football out to the 20-yard line. It'll be first down and goal from there.
15-yard penalty brings back to 20.
So Kinsley will take the snap, pitch it back. This is Matthew Berkland, who cuts it back inside of a good block, and he'll race to the pylon, and he is in for a touchdown. That is a 20-yard touchdown run for Matthew Berkland. That will be his third touchdown of the ball game. It comes with 9:48 remaining in the fourth quarter. As Jones County tries to put an exclamation point on this one, it looks like to be their first victory of the season. Coyotes will go for two. Something they have struggled with.
2-point conversion attempt.
But they struggled with here in the first half, and now an offside penalty against the Crusaders. And they'll go half the distance to the goal line. And Jones County will get ready to retry. And Kinsley will keep it himself, and the 2-point conversion is good. A Caden Kinsley run for two makes it 34-0. The lead to Jones County. We have 9:48 remaining in the contest. And we will take a 60-second break and return. Our coverage of regional high school football will continue from KPLO.
Access Health Myrna welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Myrna, assuring access to quality health care.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
We will do a quick post game as we have to get ready to roll the Miller to get ready for our second contest of the day. But we will have our big play of the game from the folks at Golden Buffalo. We will have our player of the game as well. Cooper Feddersen getting set to kick the football away as this one is a squib kick that will be picked up by River Jones. Or pardon me, that is the return man, Anthony Mitchell, for Sunshine Bible. He brings the football up past the 30 and up to the 35-yard line. The Crusaders, who have not been able to get into the end zone yet, will have another opportunity here with 9:40 remaining. It is 34-0. Jones County appears on their way to picking up victory number one of the season. Nolan Trebwasser with it, and he'll call his own number. Jones County defense is there, and Trebwasser is stopped for no gain.
Trebwasser is stopped by Dylan Foose.
Dylan Foose gets off the bottom of the pile. Also for Jones County, I think Jet Nix was in there as well. Coyotes have pursued pretty well defensively. They have shown some good pass rush, and they have pursued and been able to control the running game for a better portion of this contest. Sunshine Bible has had their moments in the second half, but have not been able to sustain drives, as we have a lot of movement here on this play. And like a false start is going to be called against the Crusaders. 5-yard mark off. We'll move it back to the 30 to make it third down and 15. As the Crusaders will send the play from the Sebisma, a sophomore checks in for the Sunshine Bible Academy Crusaders. Nolan Trebwasser, 200-pound senior, works his way to the line of scrimmage. He'll line up as a pistol, max protection. They'll swing it upfield. The pass is thrown low and incomplete. The intended receiver, River Jones, and he can't hang on, so it's third down and 15. And that will stop the clock with 8:19 remaining.
Bad news in our community is the Larson's watermelon people over at Woonsocket got hailed out. Didn't even open their stand.
So now the Crusaders will walk to the line of scrimmage. Receivers each way coming to the near side. River Jones in motion. They'll overload the right side. Hand it off, running play right up the middle. Daniel Gerbrock, the senior, pinballs his way past the 30 into the 35. Forward progress to the 36. Actually, they move it back to the 35. It'll be a gain of 5, and it will bring up fourth down and 10. The clock rolls inside of 8 minutes remaining. And this looks to be a punting situation. This is something that Sunshine Bible has done a very good job. Gerbach with the punt, and he lets go of a good punt here. Whitney steps back, has to retreat to his own 26-yard line to field, and then on the return, he is caught from behind by Nolan Trebwasser. And the return by Gunnar Whitney up to the 37-yard line, and Jones County will have the football there first and 10. In control of this ball game as they lead by a score of 34-0. This is the type of ball game when you have two 9B schools. You really don't have the personnel to sub down, so your starters will stay out there, even though this game is out of reach in the fourth quarter. Kinsley with the running play, showing option, pitches it back. Whitney with it. Whitney trying to stay in bounds, and he'll keep the clock running and has stood up and stopped after about a 7-yard, 8-yard gain as they move the football to the 45-yard line. But that run by Whitney, he had the presence of mind to keep from going out of bounds, which means the clock will keep running. And we are inside of 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
It'll be second and a long two.
Kinsley in the pistol formation. Again, they'll work with four wide receivers. We've seen that formation a lot here this afternoon. They'll hand it off on the end around. Jones County has it as Rudy Edwards, the ball carrier. Edwards will have the first down, and he'll fight for yardage and will bring the football down to the Crusader 48-yard line. Call it the 49, and a gain of 6 yards. And that will be enough for a Jones County first down, and they will keep the clock running as they move the football into Crusader territory.
Crusader 48.
Jones County will walk the football to the line of scrimmage. We have not seen the Coyotes work in the shotgun or the pistol a lot. Kinsley has been under center for the most part. They still struggled a little bit with that shotgun snap. One almost got away from Jones County in the first half.
Ball carried by Kristen Host.
Kristen Host, the ball carrier there. He'll get the football to the 45-yard line as the tackle made by Troy Paul of Sunshine Bible. Coyotes to the line of scrimmage once again. This time a double wing look as Caden Kinsley will work under center. Take the snap, quick pitch to Whitney. Gunner looking for running room. Gunner will turn it back. Good pursuit by the Crusaders, and not a lot of running room there. Whitney will fall forward and get back to the line of scrimmage. Again, Paul in there to make the stop, along with number 55. That's Ezra Stiegelmeyer. He will get in there to make the stop. No gain on the play, and it'll bring up third down. We'll call it third and six, but it's a long 6 yards to go. As Jones County in and out of the huddle once again, and they head to the line of scrimmage. Kinsley under center takes the snap back to pass. Looking, has nowhere to go with the football. Good coverage downfield. Now he'll try to buy some time in the pocket. Goes right, cuts it back left, fires it upfield, and the pass is caught. A juggling catch by Cooper Feddersen, and the Coyotes will convert on third down. And a timeout taken by Jones County. After the chains move, it will be a first down with 4:47 remaining. It is 34-0 Jones County, and we will take a 30-second break on KPLO.
At Titan Machinery, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Cates IH equipment. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Cates IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
Stay with us during the post game. We'll have the KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. Big play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo as well. 4:47, 34-0 Jones County has the lead. It has been a defensive battle here in this fourth quarter in the second half. I guess you would say, as just one touchdown scored by Jones County, and that was earlier in this fourth quarter at the 9:48 mark. A 20-yard Matthew Berkland run has been our only score of the second half. The Coyotes led 26-0 at halftime and have been able to make that lead stand up. Coyotes here on a first down and 10 with the football at the 35-yard line. As Kinsley takes the snap, movement up front. And it looked like there's movement against Jones County, and there is. And that's another penalty for the Coyotes. They've turned it over twice by a fumble. One, two, three, four, five. That's 8 penalties for Jones County. And now it is first down and 15. Out of the pistol. Kinsley with a good snap, back to pass, steps to his left, fires it upfield. It's caught. Berkland makes the catch. Berkland is at the 20. Berkland loses the football, but is able to get on top of it. Berkland had the football stripped away by a would-be tackler. It winds up on the turf, but Berkland was able to put the brakes on and go back and get the football. It is enough for a first down, so they convert on the 15-yard-to-go situation. And now have the football inside the 25, call it the 23, where Jones County has the football there, first down and 10. Kinsley with a full house backfield will go student body right. Looking for running room, Kinsley will cut it back. Kinsley still on his feet inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Jimmy Burma in there to make the snap. Number 31, Tanner Fox in there as well for Sunshine Bible. The Coyotes continue to just consistently move the football down the field on this drive. A drive that started back at their own 37-yard line. And they have had the presence of mind, for the most part, to keep it between the hash marks and keep the clock running. Here they'll go play action and go up top, and the pass incomplete. Rudy Edwards, the intended receiver, back there in coverage is Caleb Sarchet, and it is an incomplete pass, and it will bring up third down, and it is stopping the clock. The clock is stopped with 3:24 remaining. Coyotes' next action will be at White River next Friday night, as we mentioned. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff in White River. For Sunshine Bible, they are off until the 9th, where they will take on Sully Buttes. Here is Kinsley with it. He'll fire a pass upfield, and the pass is caught, and trying to fight his way into the end zone is Jones County's Cooper Feddersen, and he is going to be stopped just short. That was some good hard tackling on the outside by the Crusaders to keep Feddersen out of the end zone. Coyotes will have it first and goal at about the 2. Kinsley out of the shotgun, all alone in the backfield, takes the snap. Blitz comes, but it's picked up. Kinsley rolls to his right, fires it upfield, and the pass is incomplete. And a good defensive play made there by Sunshine Bible's Nolan Trebwasser to knock that football down and incomplete. The Crusaders trailing 34-0 in this ballgame, just wanting to make sure that they don't give up anymore. That the pass thrown incomplete. Jones County wanting to put some more points on the board. As Kinsley will take the snap, look for the sneak here. Instead, they'll hand it off, and working his way through traffic and diving into the end zone is Rudy Edwards. Rudy Edwards with a 5-yard touchdown run. That touchdown comes with the 2:19 mark of the fourth quarter. And the Coyotes have pushed it now to a 40-0 lead. And it looks like they're going to try to kick an extra point as one of the student managers brings out the kicking pod. And Cooper Feddersen set to kick the football out of a Tristan Holst hold. Hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 2:19 remaining in the fourth quarter, it's Jones County 41, Sunshine Bible Academy 0. And we will take a 60-second break. Kickoff from Jones County is next on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
There is Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Jones County with the touchdown as we work our way through this fourth quarter. They lead 41-0 now as Cooper Feddersen kicks the extra point after a 5-yard Rudy Edwards touchdown run. And now, Jones County set to kick the football away as Feddersen kicks it high and deep and over the heads of the return men, and it will be picked up by River Jones, and Jones will try to work the return to the outside. He'll cross the 10, get to the 15-yard line, and he is brought down there. Time for a Sunshine Bible to get one, maybe two plays off before this ball game is complete. We'll do a quick post game. That's when they are player of the game. We'll have our big play of the game from the folks at Golden Buffalo as well before we wrap up our coverage here and then move our coverage north for our second game this afternoon, which will feature Miller Highmore Herald hosting Mount Vernon Planking. Treewasser will direct some traffic, line up in the pistol. He's going to fire the deep ball downfield, and it's over everybody's head and incomplete. And with that long pass, they got to get the football back to the line of scrimmage. So we'll see if Sunshine Bible can get one more playoff. The Coyotes try to help things by trying to get the ball up back to the line of scrimmage as quick as they can. And now the Crusaders will try to line up. They will not get another playoff, and there's your ball game. 41-0 is our final as Jones County is victorious. They pick up their first victory of the season. Scoreboard from Barn Oil Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Game underway here at Sunshine Bible Academy as Jones County picks up the victory as the Coyotes get their first victory of the season, knocking off Sunshine Bible Academy by a score of 41-0. Coyotes won the toss, moved the football down the field smartly, but wound up turning it over as they fumbled inside their own 5-yard line, or inside the Crusader 5-yard line, and it was the first of two turnovers by fumble for Jones County in the ballgame. Sunshine Bible got the football there as they turned them away the first time, but could not generate any offense. That forced a 3-and-out, and then Crusaders had to punt the football away. Jones County was able to capitalize on that, and they were able to capitalize on good field position for a better part of the first half. Their first touchdown came at the 4:12 mark of the opening quarter, a Matthew Berkland 21-yard touchdown pass from Caden Kinsley. That capped off a 5-play, 42-yard drive after Jones County's fumble. Sunshine Bible had to punt out of their own end zone, which gave Jones County that good field position to pick up that first touchdown. Sunshine Bible could not do much in this position as well. Again, after a punt, Jones County had the football at the Crusader 32 to start yet another drive, and they were able to score quickly. A 31-yard Cooper Feddersen reception from Caden Kinsley. Caden Kinsley threw the two-point conversion to Rudy Edwards, and that is where we were at the end of the opening quarter. 14-0, Jones County had the lead. Both defenses started to settle in, though, and play much better as we worked into the second quarter. Jones County was able to get on the scoreboard once again at the 6:26 mark of the first half. That was on a 43-yard Matthew Berkland run. That capped off a 4-play, 60-yard drive, and the Coyotes led by a 20-0 score. Sunshine Bible not able to move the football much, and Jones County, again, was able to get the football in good field position at the Crusader, or actually at the Coyote 48-yard line. Five plays, 52 yards later, 20 seconds remaining in the half, Jones County gets another touchdown. This is a two-yard Caden Kinsley touchdown run. Two-point conversion, no good. Jones County led 26-0 at the half. Both teams' defenses went to work in the third quarter. Neither team was able to find pay dirt in the end zone. Not until the 9:48 mark of the fourth quarter. Capping off a long scoring drive, Jones County was able to score on a 20-yard Matthew Berkland run. That touchdown run came at 9:48 of the fourth quarter. Caden Kinsley ran in the two-point conversion. That made it 34-0. We exchanged possessions. Jones County had it basically the last possession of the ball game. They put together another long drive as they worked the clock, scoring at the 2:19 mark of the fourth quarter. A five-yard touchdown run for Rudy Edwards. Cooper Pedersen kicked the extra point. That made it 41-0, and with a running clock after that, the game ended rather quickly as Jones County picks up the victory. Again, Jones County with the victory, 1-1 on the season. They will be at White River next Friday night. Sunshine Bible with the loss. They are 0-2, and they will travel to, or they will take on Sully Buttes. That game will be on September 9th as the Crusaders are off over the Labor Day weekend. 41-0 is our final. It's time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments and activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, Jones County with the victory 41-0. There were lots of big plays, but none bigger than this afternoon's Golden Buffalo big play of the game. Coyotes will come to the line of scrimmage, leading 14-0. 6:42 remains in the half. Kinsley will pitch it back. Berkland looking for running room. Berkland still on his feet, breaks a tackle, then another. Still on his feet as he runs through another would-be tackler. Still on his feet as he fights for yardage, gets inside the 20, inside the 10, and he is in for a touchdown. That's a 40-yard touchdown run that took a long, long time for Matthew Berkland as he broke numerous tackles on his way to the end zone, but he scored it, and it is our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, our player of the game announcement, we will name our player of the game. It's brought to you by CHS River Plains, and we'll do that after this.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's talk about the Sunshine Bible side, the Crusaders, again with the numbers that both of these teams had. They played a lot of football here this afternoon. Nolan Trebwasser, the quarterback for Sunshine Bible, did a lot of things. Daniel Gerbach, he deserves some player of the game recognition, as well as Jimmy Burma, who caught a couple big passes for Sunshine Bible as they tried to create some offense here this afternoon. On the Jones County side, well, let's talk about Cooper Pedersen, not only on the offensive side of the ball as he was able to score on a 31-yard pass reception, but he definitely set the tone defensively. We called his name numerous times as far as pass rush, and that really, when Sunshine Bible did try to pass the football, Cooper Pedersen was normally there in pursuit. And that definitely changed things and made a lot of defensive plays for Jones County. Caden Kinsley threw two touchdown passes. He ran for a touchdown as well. But in the end, Matthew Berkland, our player of the game, he had one touchdown reception for 21 yards and then had two touchdown runs, one of 43 yards and one of 20 yards. And Matthew Berkland is our player of the game, and it's brought to you by CHS River Plains. We apologize for having to hustle a little bit as we have to get our way to Miller for the second game of our doubleheader here this afternoon and evening. It will be Miller Highmore Herald hosting Mount Vernon Plankington. We'll have that game for you around 6:40 with the pregame and our kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. Of course, we had some issues with our video coverage this afternoon. We apologize for that, but we will have audio for you at our, at our on-demand section of our KPLO page at drgnews.com. And, of course, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. Our coverage of regional high school football this afternoon on KPLO has been brought to you by Myrtle Family Foods, Nick's Fencing, All Pro Towing, Pioneer Country Mart, Moore Building Center, First Fidelity Bank, and Access Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO has been brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, by Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports, by the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedic, the May Adam Law Firm, and the folks at Pottsville State Farm Insurance who bring us our pregame and coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO, brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. From the campus of Sunshine Bible Academy, we bid you all a very good afternoon.